The MyFM Newsroom is featuring Mike Fortier, a long-standing volunteer with a diverse background, but most recently, he's given a helping hand to the curling club.
Mike, I'm here with you to talk about your volunteering time.
Yeah.
Now, again, I understand you've been volunteering with the curling club recently, but I'm looking here at your resume. And you've been volunteering for quite a long time,
back in the 70s,
back in the 70s. What year exactly did you start volunteering, do you know?
Well, it would have been 72.
Okay, and that's what...
It was prior to that, because I'm doing some St. John ambulance instructing, first aid instructing prior to that, but let's say 72.
You're yourself in 1972. You said you did a little bit of stuff with the St. John...
Well, actually, in 72, I started with Red Cross. I'm invited to the branch, and I was doing some... I was a paramedic at the time. So I did some first aid training for them, and then I ended up ending up on the Ontario Division, on the executive and then national as well,
okay. All
the time doing that sort of thing.
So your work experience kind of helped you out?
Exactly. It filtered in, and, you know, that was over and above work.
Yeah. So. And what made you want to get into volunteering for the Red Cross in St. John?
It just happens. I guess I'm just one of that type of person, you know, that just happens.
And do you enjoy it?
Yeah, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it.
So, and then into the 80s, Kinsmen Club of Canada, tell me about that.
Well, I moved back to Renfrew. I was down in the GTA initially.
Okay.
And I moved back to Renfrew, and I was invited out to a Kinsmen meeting, and it just progressed from there.
What is the Kinsmen Club exactly?
At that point, it was an all-men under 25 service club, the age of 25. Mm-hmm. And it was getting, and then they increased the age to 35. And then 45, and that's the only reason I could keep progressing, because if they hadn't increased the age, you could still be a member, but you couldn't serve on executives anymore.
Mm-hmm. So tell me what you did with the Kinsmen.
As far as the club goes, we did a lot of volunteering and community work. We have the Kinsmen booth up at the fairgrounds. That was our major fundraiser for the year, during the fair, of course. Also carry on radio auctions, a few other means of raising funds that we could donate back to the community.
Got you. What parts of the community were you guys giving back to with those funds?
Almost anything, wherever the need was. Sometimes with snowsuit funds, sometimes with medical equipment. Could have been any number of things. And it wasn't nothing specific. The invitations came in and we'd assess whether or not it was something that we could service or not.
Now the curling club, that's a little bit different than, you know, the Kinsmen Club and the Canadian Red Cross. You know, you're kind of crossing over your skill as a paramedic. So what made you get into the curling club?
Again, COVID hit. I used to travel to the States for 6 months or a year after I retired. So I'd spend 6 months in Canada and 6 months in the States. When COVID hit, I was coaxed into joining the curling club, and I was a member. So as a member, I still tend to volunteer somewhat. So I would assist with some handyman projects, like, you know, installations and cleaning and snow shoveling, that sort of thing, because it's volunteer run. It's predominantly volunteers. There are a few paid personnel, but other than that, it's completely volunteer. So if you're a member, you should, you know, do your little part as well. So I also volunteered at some of the bond spiels to help out with some of the projects within the bond spiel. And then this past year we initiated the Rocks and Renos campaign. The idea behind that is to purchase new rocks, because the old ones are well beyond their lifespan. And then following that, the building itself is over 100 years old. And the latest addition is over 50 years old. So you can imagine how much upkeep it requires. So we're trying to raise an additional amount so that we can take care of some of the requirements that are in fact needed at this point in time.
Yeah, and I did a story talking with Keith a few months back. And
right. So yeah. you have a fair idea.
Yeah, yeah. So he showed me some behind the scenes stuff, and yeah, it was really incredible how much the members give back through their volunteering.
Yeah, and I don't volunteer as nearly as many hours as some of the people do. It becomes a second career for some of them, you know, as far as the ice making and that sort of thing. And without that, we would fold.
Yeah, which again just shows how important this involvement is.
Correct.
Now, you've been volunteering for quite a long time, since even before the early 70s.
Right.
So has anything kind of changed about volunteering in that time, or is it?
There's fewer and fewer volunteers and fewer hours for the volunteers because people are busier and busier and busier than they've ever been. So even within the Kinsmen Club, for instance, it's folded because they can't raise enough membership. And all the service clubs are basically the same. The numbers are dwindling. And so that puts more impetus on the ones that do volunteer.
Yeah. And like at the curling club, for example, like do you guys feel that like you need more volunteers?
We always need more volunteers. And I don't think anybody would ever tell you they don't.
And tell me, so at the curling club, though, it's a unique situation where, as a member, you're seeing the effort you put into the club. It's being, like you said, like you're helping with ice making.
It directly comes back at you. A lot of it is visible. But then there's a lot behind the scenes that no one ever sees either.
But what's that like as a member, kind of seeing the efforts of, you know, you being put into the club? Like, is that nice to see?
Oh, it definitely is. I've gotten comments already from some of the members.
As we talked about briefly, you know, the amount of volunteers in the community kind of seems to be on a decline. Do you have a message for anyone that has maybe, you know, thought about volunteering but just hasn't done it yet? Or
I would suggest that you pick something you would like to do and do it. You'll get more back than you've ever given yourself.
And have you seen that? Like,
oh, definitely. It helps you personally. It always expands your horizons.
Thank you for listening to 96.1 MyFM. I'm Mick Horvath.